Tutti i chito. When it's through the ears, you can see that. Otherwise, your eyeballs always showing opposite. Your eyeballs, when you are giving some slide projection, project in lantern, magic lantern like that, you must put slide, the head must be
upside down.
Upside down. Then it will come in front of you, the character, positive body. You must give negative, then it will come to positive. Then I will always showing you the opposite. You will try to see Jagannath, but cannot see. That is, you have no that type of vision. And first necessary to get that vision, and which way you will get it? Sudekhita-patra. Give your mind only hearing.
Attentive hearing,
then it will reveal in your heart. Then what will come in your front, you will see that positive. Otherwise you cannot see. It is one kind of telescopic system. You are offering to Krishna, but who says first you are offering to your Guru? Then his Guru giving to his Guru. This way, one by one, but very quick it is going, you are offering to Krishna. But if you not offer to your Guru, it Krishna not will get. Not only give attention. But if anything wants to offer Krishna, you first offer to your Guru. And Guru will arrange which way it will go to Krishna. And he immediately offers to his Guru. And this is called telescopic system. In telescope there is many lens to see the far that star. One by one lens, adjustable way, it is set up, then you can see the sky, there are many planets which are there going and going. The vision always going that way. Necessary to get the help of the lens. And sometimes we can say the Guru Parampara like lens. And through that Guru Parampara, we can send our everything to Krishna. We can see or not to see, it must go to Krishna. And which way you think the result coming or not to come? It is not necessary. It must necessary to keep faith. When I am giving Guru and Guru accepting, it must Krishna accept. This way, all the faithful playing going this way. Otherwise, we cannot think anything about transcendental world. It will reveal no other way. Reveal in our heart, then we can understand. We can believe it, and many times we have seen that example. That is, our own feelings do not want to say that. Actually, it is useless for others sometimes. But you cannot see, I can say many stuff. And necessary to give you that vision. And that is necessary, but without your help, it not will possible. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we can see that process, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, the Navadhapati, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Sarana, Bandhana, Pada Sevanam, Dakshare, Pujana, Sakhijana, Atma, Nivedana, Govinda, Dasa, Vilas. this Navada Bhakti. When we will practice wholeheartedly, then easily it will reveal in our heart. One day, Srila Rupa Goswami, very nice story, exemplary story. He wished to give prasadam the paramanna, that sweet rice, wants to feed Sanatana Goswami. Sanatana Goswami is his guru and wants to feed Sanatana Goswami. But he is thinking, I am living in the jungle, Vrindavan forest. He is living that time in Kodamkhani. Wants to feed Sanatana Goswami, but he has nothing. He is not keeping anything, and he is thinking, which way I shall collect some milk, some rice, some kismis, badam, pesta. I mean, very nice way he wants to make it and wants to feed Sanatana Goswami, that prasad. He is thinking, which way I shall feed my guru. In his going.
Yes. Yeah. How will I get the ingredients? Yeah.
Kismis and butter, raisins and almond nuts.
How will I get the ingredients?
I like lavanga for two many.
Chemical.
And some honey. So very nicely Rupa Goswami can make that paramanna and wants to offer to Sanatana Goswami. And he is thinking, if my guru will come today, maybe that day is coming day. Time to time Sanatana Goswami coming to see everybody. That was his one kind of affectionate duty. And today my guru will come, if I can feed him, then it will be very nice. But I have nothing here. In the meantime, after half an hour or 1 hour, he has seen one guard. He bought some milk.
She
bought some milk and many things. And the ingredients, is it?
Yes.
And get to Rupa Goswami and told, O Sadhu, you offer to your Krishna and eat the prasad. This our villagers thank for your satisfaction like that. And Rupa Goswami is surprised to get it. He is thinking and everything, and more than that, he has seen that. Anyhow, he is thinking it is very nice. Today Sanatana Goswami will come and I shall try to make it. And Sanatana Goswami come, and Rupa Goswami said to Sanatana Goswami, Prabhu, I am making some bhoga for Krishna. If you kindly take prasadam here, I shall be very happy. And Sanatana Goswami also thinking, yes, I'm going to Dandagaon and coming back in the meantime, and I shall take prasadam here. And then Sanatana gone, and Rupa Goswami is a very nice paramanna, and offered to the Krishna, and waiting for Sanatana Goswami, Sanatana Goswami come, and he offered to Sanatana Goswami that prasadam. And tasting that, Sanatana Goswami is surprised how sweet and how much nice he cannot feel. And he has not taken in his life that type of paramanna. And he was very intelligent. And he thinks it is not possible in this mundane world. It is purely ecstatic, I am eating today. And which way is it collected by people? I mean, many things, ingredients he used there, And it is not easy to get here. And test is miracle test. Then he asked Rupa Goswami, "Oh Rupa, which way you collect this all thing?" And it is unbelievable test. We cannot guess it. Which way you have collected? And Rupa Goswami said, "One girl from Javad, Radharani's husband house. Javata, one girl, bought this, some villagers paying for the offering to Krishna. And very nice thing, and it is very good that he will come and he took that." Another person thinks, "From Javata some girl come, you wish before anything?" And Rupa Goswami said, "Yes, 2-3 days I am thinking, if I get some ingredients of paramanna, then I shall make paramanna, and you like paramanna, and I shall offer you. 2-3 days I am thinking, and this morning this girl given, and today you are visiting here." Yeah. Then Sanatana Goswami anyway taken some and he gone quick to Javad. He knows everybody, and all the Brajavasi know Sanatana Goswami. His position was very unique, exalted position. If any Brajavasi husband wife quarrel, that time they are also calling Sanatana Goswami, and he is harmonizing. His position was that time, that type of position. And all Brajavasi respecting Sanatana very
highly.
And Sanatana Goswami has much affection for all the Brajavasi, even children. And he knows many things, and he is helping many ways to the Brajavasi. And they are also much affection showing to Sanatana Goswami. That is what ruling Sanatana Goswami made that time. If any Vaishnava sadhu will come and ask anything for eating, all Brajavasi must give something to them. And this ruling is still going there in Vrindavan. He was chanting whole day or up to noon time, and not necessary to do anything. You will go to any Brajavasi house and stand by and tell Hare Krishna, Hare Shyam. And they will understand you come for food. And they will say, every house, they will say, "Wait, Baba, wait sometimes, I'm coming." And they are coming with some chapati, some pickle, or what they have in that house, they are giving. If not they have that, all the chapati is finished or everything is finished, they will give to you milk and some
flowers,
something they must give to you until it is going in Brajavasi. And it is for the affection to Sanatana Goswami till it's going. Then how much honor that time was in Brajavasi of Sanatana Goswami, you can understand. That they are following his instructions till up to death. And also I collected with Guru Maharaj when I was in Vrindavan, and Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj told me which way you will collect. And I am doing, it's called Madhukuri. When something there, then 2-3 house you can go, and 4 chapati you will get, and that is enough for one man, and some dal or some sabji, or at least some pickle they will give to you. Not only chapati, and who has some laddu or anything, they will give that. What is in their house, they will give you. And morning I am going, that is Guru Maharaj not eating other pickle or other anything. He is only eating some boiled chicken.
Job.
Job gehu? Gom. Gom? What a wheat?
Wheat.
Yes. Wheat.
Wheat, boiled wheat.
Yes.
And very soft.
Puffed rice.
No, rice.
Wheat. Puffed wheat. Wheat.
Boiled wheat. They are eating morning time.
Whole wheat boiled. Okay.
And that's called I forget his name. Yes. But they are giving one ball, 2-3 ball and wheat, boiled wheat ball and some ghol, buttermilk. Every day they are making butter and buttermilk, rest they are giving to the sadhu, distributing. And Guru Maharaj eating that mehero bread, maybe his name. Mehul like that. At noontime, Guru Maharaj eating chapati. Sometimes Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj boiling some rice and potato. And this way, going. And Sanatana Goswami gone door to door. From whose house that God gone? He is searching that God. He is thinking, see, that girl is not ordinary girl. And he knows everybody. And I have got some description from Rupa Goswami. And he is searching whose house. Then the whole Jabat, he searched, scrutinizing way. But he has got no trace. And they said, no, we will not send today angry. To Rupa Goswami. They know Rupa Goswami also very well. But everybody said, no, we will not send anything. Then Sanatana Goswami, thinking, very bad. They, we want to serve Radharani. We are trying to get her mercy. We are trying to serve her. Anyway, with our own energy, we are trying to serve, but she is not given chance to serve, and opposite way, I am getting her service for us. And he was very unhappy. We want to serve her, Amra tar aradhana korte chai, tar seva korte chai, ulte tini amader seva korte.
We are worshipping her to try to get her service. But now, just the opposite has happened. She served us.
She served us. We cannot serve her. We do not want to see her. Only service. And she served our food, herself. Then Sanatana Goswami crying, what happened, Rupa? What you have done? You wish, and for fulfillment your wish, Radharani herself come with the ingredients. And what you have done? We want to serve her. And you
accepted her service.
No, you wished it.
Yeah.
And that is, she has much affection for you, and she fulfilled your wish. And it is very painful for me. And you have come. And Rupa Goswami wants to satisfy his guru when he has seen Sanatana Goswami with very pain in his heart, he gone. And Rupa Goswami thinking, what I have done? If I have not anything in my room, why I tried to make it? And Radharani herself given it, no doubt, that is Sanatana said. And he searched all the Javatam, but he cannot tell. And it is certainly Radharani herself come to keep me. And separation and disturbance come his mind, and there he is also feeling that separation and disturbance, and his heart burning like that. His nishesh,
his breath became so hot.
His breath becomes so hot, and somebody seated there, when maybe Jiva Goswami, and breath gone to his, touch his body, and there come poska.
Blister.
Blister.
Burn. Burn means blister.
Going burn, that type of breathing hot happened. The Sanatana Goswami example, that is our Guru's example. We do not want to see, we do not want to take anything from Krishna and her divine
her divine grace.
We do not want to take anything. That is the mood of Śrīla Sanātana Goswāmī. Only we want to serve him. And we will try to satisfy him. This is the real Rūpānuga mentality, attitude of service. And who is fully śaraṇāgata to Krishna, he also do not want anything from Krishna. He only wants to serve and only need his mercy. Rupa Goswami said, Virachaya mani dannam dina bandhu dayamva gatiriya na bhavatta khasi dannama vasti nipatatu satakotir nirvaranvanavambha Tadavikila-payoga-dhiyate-sāpitena. Hey Krishna, I need your drop of mercy. Like Chātakabhāt, I am waiting for getting your mercy. If you will bestow your mercy upon my head, it is very good. But I attentively waiting for your mercy. I shall get or not to get, I do not know. That is your will. You can send thunderbolt like the cloud. The Chātakabhāt always waiting to take from the rain, drop of rain, rain water. And when rain comes, that time thunderbolt and
lightning,
many things can come. But he is not fearful from that. He will wait for a drop of rain.
Rain water.
And my position is like that. You give or not to give, that is your will. But I am waiting for your life. That is only I need. This is the mood of the devotee, Rupa Goswami's slope. And Raghunath Das Goswami's slope also. more than that. We can see sometimes who is first and who is second, we cannot say. Raghunatha Goswami's sloka, Asabhari Ravita Sindhu Mani Katanchi Ramo Mayati Kalu Mayati Gamita Vira Samsatanihi Tanche Kripan Mai Vidhashasi Nai Bhakini Pranai Braje Nacha Baro Rubakari Nati. It is prayer to Krishna, Rupa Goswami's sloka, and this is prayer to Radharani. Of Raghunatha Das Goswami. He born in a very rich family, Jamidar family. That time it was 20 lakhs of rupees yearly income. His father's income. And he is only son. But leaving everything, wife, family, he is Mane Shukh Satchandra.
All the happiness. Happy with him. In his own independent way. Happy with himself.
Shukh Satchandra paritag kore. Tini samasta kichu paritag kore je Mahaprabhu chole.
He left everything pretty
happy. Anyhow, I do not know in which I am trying.
I don't know them, but
he leaves all his wealth, his wife, his happiness, and his freedom, everything he's leaves.
He left it as though it was nothing.
His family, and he joined with Mahaprabhu in Puri, and spending their days very hard. You know Raghunatha Das Goswami's character. He is luckily not begging to others. It is natural in India, the sadhu will beg and people will give to him. But luckily he is not doing that. The Jagannath Mahaprasadam, when it is going bad, they are throwing to the outside and cow eating that. And what cow cannot eat, that type of Mahaprasadam. He is washing through water and some hard, something hard, soft hard is coming out from that, and this type of he is collecting and that's eating with little salt. But his income, 20 lakhs of rupees that day. While 140 kilos rice he will get in 4 prices that day. Anyhow, that Raghunatha Das Goswami is paying his whole life very hard example, vairagya, renounce mentality. An extremely renounced mentality shown Raghunatha Das Goswami. That is, in Chaitanya Charitamrita we can see the Raghunatha vairagya jana paashane dekha. If you engrave in the stone that line not will demolish, not will
disappear.
Unremovable, that line, if you engrave it in the stone. And Raghunatha is vairagya like that. It is an extremely example, his vairagya. And that Raghunatha Goswami is staying in the Radhakunda bank and he is praying to Radharani. He is aged that time 80 years old. And only eating one cup of buttermilk a whole day. In a day, one cup of buttermilk, he is eating and living. Which way he is living, we cannot say. Anyhow, that Raghunatha Das Goswami, 8 years old, composed this sloka. Yasa bhai ramita sindhu mai kathanchi only hope one day you will give your mercy, O Radharani, for that I am living here in the bank of your kunda, that is Radha Kunda. Of hope. So one day you must bestow your mercy to me, give your mercy. But kalo mayat gamita. But day by day, day by day, day by day, fast. But I am still not getting your mercy. And which way I shall continue my life, I do not know. Without your mercy, if I die, then what shall I do? But till I am hopeful, you must give your mercy. You know, Sampradana he, but now I cannot continue my body. But when you give your mercy, this is asking for our heart. Asavari, Amitasindhu, Mayani, Kathanti. Kalo mayati gamita kila sampradani hi tanchit kribang mayi vidhasrasi nahi bakin me. If not, you give your mercy. What shall I do with my this body and mind and anything? I do not want anything in my life except your mercy. Even I do not want to try to get mercy of Krishna. Even Krishna will come in front of me, I do not. I cannot receive Krishna without your mercy. I have no hope. And if Krishna wants to give his mercy, that's also I do not want. Even Krishna will stay with me, I do not want that. I only want your mercy. And that is my life hope. And when you will bestow your mercy, that is my question. Asa bhari ramita sindhu mai katanti kalo mayati gamita kila sampratani tanche kripang mai vidhasasi nai vakti me pranai braje nacha varodu bakari nati. I do not want Krishna if you not will give your mercy. Very high thought and high thinking. They want to see that Krishna who is living in the right side of Radharani.
Yep.
Krishna living right side of Radharani.
And here Radharani.
Shuru bale amar Krishna Madana Mohan. Shari bale amar radha bame jatakkha. Noile shudhui madan. Shuk and Shari parrot of Krishna. They are mane enjoying with quarrel. The Shuk telling to his wife that my Krishna is the powerful. And Shari telling my Radharani is power, then your Krishna is powerful. Without power, which way he is powerful? Shuk bale amar Krishna Madana Mohan. Je Krishna madan mane madan ke mohito kore. Kore sei rokom tar hocche quality. My Krishna's quality mohito hi hai.
Captivate,
charm, and to the cupid, that type of his, attracting form. Yes. But Shari said, yes, it is. If there is Radharani, then that form will effulgent. Form will come to your Krishna. Otherwise, Krishna is sad. Mm-hmm. And what is the beauty of your Krishna? If not there, Radharani. The Rupa Goswami Prabhu's line is that the powerful Krishna with his power, otherwise not powerful. Then, if we follow the line of Rupa Goswami, we must try to serve that way to Radharani. That is, she is the supreme servitor to Krishna. And she can make extremely happy Krishna. She can make only. And that is the quality of Gaudiya Vaishnavism. Here all the mundanity vanished. And first vanish the mundanity, then coming that liberated position. And with full liberation, the jiva souls, they are involved with the service to Krishna under guidance of Radha. And this is our hidden treasure, we can say. And Srila Guru Maharaj has given that knowledge. Gayatri mantram, when Guru Maharaj has given explanation, we not only surprised, we know little Sanskrit, but not only surprised, we stunned to hear that. Guru Maharaj has given Gayatri explanation. Gayatri Muralista Kirtana Dhananga Radha Padama Jeevan. Here is no dhaki, but in India there is some dhaki. Why? You can play anyway the religious mood, pious mood, but if it not will go to the direction of the service to Radharani, there is no result in it. The Krishna, he is playing his flute. That is the natural for Krishna. But what sound coming from Krishna's flute, that is the partial. And Brahmadi Devjara Dhyanina hi paaye. And after searching, Brahma is puzzled. Shiva is puzzled. They are so great and so powerful. Even many of the devotees, they are all puzzled. The what sound coming from the fruit of Krishna? Rundam namba vidas ki chamakriti param. Govinda Madhurnayan Bhindananda Kataha Vittima Vito Babhrama Vangitirtana. And that sound is name of Radharani. That gives explanation, Guru Maharaj. And very wisely he distributed that knowledge. You cannot go out of that theory. This organized way, Guru Maharaj gives that knowledge. And when it come out, all the Vaishnava world, they stand to hear that and happily and immediately they are accepted that. And not only accepted, they glorified Guru Maharaj, very exalted. They glorified Guru Maharaj. Then that knowledge we are getting from Srila Guru Maharaj. And we are very fortunate and hopeful. That type of guru we have got in our life. And today or tomorrow we don't care. Maybe 100 births will go past, that also we do not care. We one day must get the mercy of Radharani. That is our only hope. That is line of Rupa Goswami, we are living in that line. Jai Rupa Sanatana Bhatta Raghunath, Siva Gopal Bhatta Das Raghunath. When we are praying to the Sar Goswami, first we are taking the name of Rupa Goswami. Sri Rupa Sanatana Bhatta Raghunath. Why not Sri Sanatana Rupa Bhatta Raghunath? That is, Mahaprabhu given recognition to Rupa Goswami, like his child. Mahaprabhu bestowed his mercy on Rupa Goswami. Everybody knows it, and everybody can conceive why Mahaprabhu bestowed mercy. But Mahaprabhu not was so happy with that. He given full mercy to Rupa Goswami, but still not so happy. That is, he called all the devotees, Ramananda Raya, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Paramananda Puri, Brahmananda Bharati, Prasadudra, great, great devotee, Advaita Acharya. There is Nityananda Prabhu, Srivas Pandit, everybody was there, and he called Rupa Goswami. And order to Rupa Goswami, what you written, you explain it here in this assembly, in the meeting. And Rupa Goswami was very shy. He did not want to explain that, but Mahaprabhu insisted. And Ramananda Rai, when told, yes, we are eager to hear what you compose. Then Rupa Goswami gave an explanation. And what composed, he told everything. Then Ramananda Rai was the chief examiner, and he gave his full money 200% number to Rupa Goswami. They asked which way Rupa have got this type of conception. Mahaprabhu himself said, I give him that. But now, I am praying to you all, what I have I given already, but I am not feeling it is sufficient. And you all give your mercy to Rupa. You bless him. This way Mahaprabhu established Srila Rupa Goswami as his successor. And that way we have got the mercy of Rupa Goswami. And all the Vaishnavas after Rupa Goswami, they extremely praise to Rupa Goswami. Even Sanatana Goswami, he is the guru of all the Vaishnava society. But he also praised to Rupa Goswami. That is the position. And we are so fortunate that exclusive devotion to the Krishna under guidance of Radharani, in that line, we are connected. Heart. That is our good fortune. Yara Nishwas Labhutira Prasirati Goswami Maharaj Ki
Jai.
Jai Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhu Ki
Jai.
Jai Srila Goswami Prabhu Ki
Jai.
Jai Srila Bhaktivedanta Sarasvati Thakur Ki
Jai.
आनंद करी वैष्णव बृंद की जय राम संकीर्तन की
जय
स्वामी भक्त बृंद की जय गौर प्रमाणे
जय